بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, in Alhamdulillah, we heard the 18th juz of the Holy Quran in tonight's Taraweeh. Beautiful, beautiful verses with so much of lessons. And it's impossible to even make tafsir of a few verses. But inshallah, we will explain a very important incident that took place regarding which Allah Ta'ala revealed several ayat at the time. And this was the incident of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go on the expedition of Banu Mustariq, or known as Muraysi', 6 years after the Hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba had left. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha had also accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as they were returning to Madinah Munawwarah, they had settled down, they camped at a certain place where Sahaba would just rest a little while. If anybody had any call of nature, they would go and answer the call of nature. So after some time, Rasulullah SAW announced, Ar-Rahil, departure, we are leaving now. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala had gone to relieve herself. She heard the call, and she was returning when she realized that her necklace was lost. So she quickly goes to search for her necklace. She takes a bit of time searching for her necklace. In the meantime, Rasulullah and Sahaba now ready, and they departed without realizing that Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala was not present. And how is this possible? See, in those days, the Azwaj Mutahharat, the wives of Rasulullah wasallam, were put in a box-like structure. In Arabic is known as Al-Hawdaj. So in this litter or box-like structure, which was kept on the hump of the camel, and they would sit inside there, it was covered with hijab, parda. And they would sit in this box and they would travel in this way. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha herself explained, she says, I was extremely thin. Remember, she was a very young girl, young lady, very thin. So those who had carried that box and put it on top of the hump of the camel didn't realize that she was not present. And they proceeded. When she comes back, she sees that they are gone. But Ajib, she was such a great personality, so brave. She did not panic. She didn't cry. She didn't become anxious. She knew that sooner or later they'll realize I'm not there and they'll come back. So she goes to the same spot where they had camped. Obviously, they're tired, coming back from a jihad. So she falls off asleep. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had appointed Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala to come after the Sahaba had left, just to check in case somebody dropped off the belongings, so to pick it up. And when he comes, he sees somebody lying down. He realizes it is Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala because he had seen her before the laws of hijab came down. Remember, she was a young girl. All he says is, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The moment Sayyidina Aisha hears this Inna lillah, she wakes up. The riwayat of Bukhari, فَخَمَّرْتُ وَجْهِ. I covered my face. This is a clear indication of covering the face of the woman. خَمَّرْتُ وَجْهِ. There was no kalam between the both of them. No conversation. Very respectfully, he brought the camel down. She goes up, she mounts the camel. With respect, he's in front, not even looking towards her at all. And they proceed in this manner. It so happens, as they are entering Madina Munawwara, the leader of the Munafiqeen, the leader of the hypocrites, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, and we mentioned the other night, when we did the verses, استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم. I mentioned that time also, these Munafiqeen would wait for an opportunity to find some fault against Islam, against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Last night we mentioned people would call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a sahir, a magician, a sha'ir, a poet, a mad person, ma'adallah. So what did he say? Oh, the wife of your Nabi spending the night with a strange man, and he started this scandal. He started this false accusation and slander against Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala. Mufassirin have mentioned he was an absolute chaste person from the kibar of the Sahaba. Wonderful akhlaq. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, absolutely innocent. She doesn't know that this rumor is circulating in Medina. Innocent, she goes home. I'm just going to condense the story because it's a very lengthy story. She says, the only difference I found, that Rasulullah would come now, he just makes salam, how are you and how's your health, and he would go away. I found this a bit strange, but I didn't ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I didn't question him. I just kept it in my heart. I was grieving about it. I found this not the normal pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not mean to hurt Sayyidina Aisha radhiyallahu anha at all. Obviously, imagine you the Nabi of Allah, and this accusation is made now against your beloved wife, and Sayyidina Aisha radhiyallahu anha was extremely beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, extremely beloved. In the meantime, this rumor is going around. Sayyidina Aisha doesn't know anything. One day, as she is being led by Ummu Mistah, radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was her attendant, and they had to go out of the home because the toilets were not inside the home, like how we have today. They had to go out. And after relieving themselves, as they're returning, Ummu Mistah, she happens to trip and get entangled with her shawl. So as she stumbled forward, she said, Taisa Mistah. Curse be upon my son, Mistah. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha said, what are you saying? He's a Badri Sahabi. He's a good Sahabi and he's participating in Badr. How can you see things like this? She said, oh my young daughter, my beloved daughter, meaning, oh young girl, don't you know what he's saying about you? Sayyidina Aisha says, what is he saying about me? Then she breaks the news to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. Now she really becomes sick. Rasulullah comes to see her, visit her. She seeks permission. She didn't ask Rasulullah anything. She says, I need to go home. Can I go to my parents' home? Nabi Kareem gave her the permission. She goes to her parents' home. There she questions her mother. My beloved mother, have you heard this? She says, yes. Then her mother consoles her, a young girl like you, a pretty girl like you. Others will be jealous of you. People will talk about you. Don't worry, make sabr. But obviously, this was a serious offense, a serious thing, allegation against Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the meantime, he mentioned to the Sahaba that I have not seen any wrong in Sayyidina Aisha, but obviously he could not just claim that she was innocent. No, wahi had come down. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَلِي الْهُوَىٰ. He was absolutely just. Absolutely just. No wahi was coming down regarding Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. So he couldn't say anything. And not for the slightest second he has any doubts regarding her. the meantime, he calls Usama bin Zayd radiallahu and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. Tell me what you all know about Sayyidina Aisha. Perhaps I do not know something. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, Ya Rasulullah, we only know good about her. Only good. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu could see Rasulullah is grieving. It's a heavy test upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, besides Aisha, there are many other women. In other words, you may divorce her if you wish, get married to somebody else. But if you want to ask Barira radiallahu anha, used to work in the home of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. So Nabi Akarim calls Barira radiallahu anha. Barira, tell me, you know anything about Sayyidina Aisha? She says, Ya Rasulullah, the only fault I can pick on her, she's such an innocent young lady that she makes the dough to make the bread and she leaves it out, she falls asleep, and the goat comes and devours the dough and goes away. Nothing else. In the meantime, Rasulullah is worried. Sayyidina Aisha is becoming more sick. He goes to visit her. She's in her parents' home. He recites the khutbah. And then he addresses Sayyidina Aisha. He says, Oh Aisha, listen here, if you have committed a wrong, then make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala and Allah will forgive you. And if you are innocent, then you say you're innocent. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha looks at her father, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, the most beloved friend, the bosom friend of Rasulullah. She looks at her father. Give jawab, answer my behalf. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq says, I cannot give any answer. She looks at her mother. She says the same. She says, well, she mustered the courage and she said, that if I were to say that I have done wrong and Allah knows I am bari, I am free from that guilt, then perhaps you'll believe me. If I say I did wrong, then you'll believe me. But if you say I'm innocent, you are not going to believe me. All I can say at this very moment, what Yusuf alayhi salatu salam said when he was separated, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ I'll make sabr. And she went to her bed. Obviously, her tears had, they say, had dried. Before that, she cried and cried and cried and cried. She mentioned that Rasulullah did not even wake, rise from that gathering, that company. Abu Bakr Siddiq is sitting there and his wife is sitting there. And suddenly, wahi started coming to Rasulullah. And then when the wahi should come, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa would become silent. Beads of perspiration would flow down his face. And then he would open his eyes and he said, Oh, abshiri ya Aisha. Glad tidings for you, Aisha. Allah Ta'ala has exonerated you. You are innocent. And verses came down. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوا شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ Allah Ta'ala talks about the slander that a group of people had started. Ubay, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader. Among them were some innocent, simple Muslims. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anha, Hamna bin Jahash radiallahu anha, Mistah radiallahu anha, few sahaba got involved. Allah Ta'ala says, don't think this incident to be bad for you. Bal huwa khayrun lakum. It's good. Why? Allah Ta'ala actually sent down verses. And Aisha says, radiallahu anha, I thought perhaps, I knew I was innocent, and Allah will exonerate me, and Allah will say that I am clear, I am free of any guilt. But I thought perhaps Allah will show Rasulullah a dream and show that I am innocent. Because where am I? Look at her humility. Look at her taqwa, her piety. That Allah must send down verses on my behalf. Allah sent down verses. And those verses were very, very strong. Those Sahaba who were involved were then given 80 lashes. 80 lashes. So, when Rasulullah said, you are innocent, the mother said, Aisha, stand up and embrace Rasulullah and show your gratitude. She said, no. It is Allah who has exonerated me. I will thank my Allah. As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was the very close relative of Mistah radiallahu ta'ala. Mistah was a poor sahabi. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala monthly gave him some allowance and help him. Said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala takes a qasam. I will never help him again. Now look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to show us, you know, supreme ethics. Mistah has done wrong. For that, he was given 80 lashes. Allah mentioned, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا ذِمِ التَّوْبَى إِسْتِغْفَارِ These Sahaba, Hamna bin Jahaz, Hassan bin Thabit, they all made sincere tawbah. They got embroiled in that fitna. And they made sincere tawbah, istighfar. So none of us can even point any finger. But it's a lesson for us. Allah Ta'ala tells Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, obviously in the wahi, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ مَسْعَهُ أَيُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى Don't take a qasam. Good people amongst you, those who Allah has given this big heart, large heart, do not take a qasam that now you won't give the poor and needy. This is not correct. The man has asked for forgiveness. He has begged Allah for forgiveness. Allah has pardoned him. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Don't you wish now Allah forgives you also? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu, I wish that you forgive me also. And he continued helping his cousin Mistah radiyallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala, according to Mufassirin, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi, others said something so beautiful. They said, Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, he was exonerated. Remember the story we did the other night? When Zulaikha tried to entice him, he said, Ma'ad Allah, I seek Allah's protection. He did not commit zina. He didn't go and fulfill her desires. Yet the blame was put on him. And finally he was put into prison. And he was innocent and then he was released. But when the minister came and they asked for some proof, Allah made it such a baby in the cradle who was in that room. When Zulaikha had locked herself with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, a little child, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا A little baby. The baby spoke and the baby said, look at his kurta. If it is torn from the front, that means he was guilty. And the woman, she was pushing him away and she tore his shirt. But if it is torn from the back, he was being chased by her and he was innocent. And they found, yes, his kurta was torn from the back. A little baby, Sabi, exonerated the Nabi of Allah, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, same story. They said, ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki mur'asaw, wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. Your parents were not bad and evil people. What you went and did? How you got this child? She's quiet. Fa asharat ilayh. Who is she pointing to? Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was also a baby. But obviously, ulama say, Nabi. So who exonerated Sayyidina Maryam? Nabi. And who exonerated Yusuf alayhi salam? Sabi. And who exonerated Sayyidina Aisha? Allah himself. Allah himself. And these ayats will lead to the day of Qiyamah. What's the lesson? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Those who like that slander, filth, immorality be spread and rumors be spread amongst the people, for them is a very severe punishment in this world and the hereafter. In the beginning of Ramadan, we mentioned about controlling, exercising control over our tongue. And I mentioned two incidents. I'm not going to go into the detailed incident, but just for these brothers who were not here at the time, and those mothers and sisters listening, and they didn't hear this. Remember the story, I'm just going to indicate to the story of that person who was driving and the music was full blast in his car, and the person heard the music and tried to catch his attention. What is wrong with you? Here we are in the holy lands and you got this music on, and he tried to follow him until finally, and this man was getting angry. What is wrong with this big beard? And he's listening to music full blast. He's hooting at him, trying to get his attention. Stop, put your music off. You will make guna, do it yourself. Don't make others also part of that sin. And finally, when he catches up with him, and he's angry, this man looks at him. Quickly takes out a pen and a page, and he writes, "My brother, I am deaf. What wrong have I done? Please explain to me." This person got a shock. He thought that he was listening to music. The man was deaf. He said, "I'm deaf. I cannot hear. Please show me what wrong I have done." So then the person says, "I apologize. I thought you listened to full blast music." Then he says, "This is not my car. It is my brother's car. I only borrowed it. I did not know the music was on." Then we mention another story of that woman who was giving ghusl, and suddenly her hand got caught to the deceased body in the time of Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. And they tried desperately what to do. Some said, "No, we have to amputate the hand," because it was not coming out. Then her family said, "No, how can we do such a thing?" Others said, "Okay, the dead person's body, a part of that body must be cut off so that this woman's hand is released." Her family said, "How can we do that to her body?" Finally, Imam Malik rahmatullahi is consulted. He listens to the whole thing. He asks her, "Did you say anything wrong against this dead person?" She says, "Yes, while giving ghusl, the only thing I said, this woman, she has committed zina." "On what grounds you said that? Did you see her committing zina?" She said, "No, I saw her coming out of one man's house one day. That's all. It was a false allegation. And the saza of that was her hand got caught to the body. She was given 80 lashes. Then only her hand came out." And this is a lesson for us. Many of us. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive me. Allah forgive all of us. We slip into this sin. Not now and again, almost every day, especially because of the social media. Wallahi, there's nothing else. And we are not realizing it. We're just getting caught up in the storm of this fitna. Anything that comes, and I mentioned so many examples the other night also. But when are we going to become more mature in our thinking and become more closer to Allah Ta'ala and realize, remember all this, Allah Ta'ala said in the same verse, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيْنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You think it to be very small and petty. In the eyes of Allah, it is very severe. Somebody just sent something, we didn't even verify it. We forward it blindly. You know, sometimes I really believe, Allah forgive me, may Allah give me a clean and pure heart. This is my dua this entire Ramadan. Ya Allah, give me a qalb salim. We can't blame shaitan now. Shayateen are chained. It is our nafs. We wait for a person to make one mistake so that we can pounce at him. In the hadith of Rasulullah in the dua, who's a khaleelun makir? Khaleel means friend. Makir, cunning friend. He's not a genuine friend. He pretends to be your friend. Any good you do, he'll bury it. He don't want everybody to know and praise you. And the moment you do something bad, he will make isha'at of it. He will spread the news. If people torment you and shout you, he gets happy. This is how we have become. And that is why we are not getting the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've got it in for a certain person, and now we wait. We wait for him to make a mistake, rather than looking at our faults. If somebody points a fault at us, of ours, then make islah, accept it. But all the time we sit even in the masjid waiting to see, the Maulana must make one mistake. We're going for him. Outside also, our eating tables, Jummah, what is our subject matter? Let's be honest. Think you're going to stand before Allah Ta'ala alone on the day of Qiyamah. Nobody can help you then. From the beginning we mentioned, remember our tongue? We've got to control it. And we have to have full control of our tongues. We accuse people all the time. What if Allah forgive him? Look at this. Mistah had falsely accused the wife of Rasulullah SAW. Who? Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. Who Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha? Before Rasul got married even to her, Jibreel alayhi salam comes with a silk cloth, with the image and picture of Sayyidina Aisha, and he says, Ya Rasul, this is going to be your wife. Who is Sayyidina Aisha? Radiallahu ta'ala anha. Jibreel comes to Nabiya Kareem salam, and he says, give Aisha my salams. Who is Sayyidina Aisha? Wahi would come down, and she and Rasul salam under one quilt. Didn't happen to any other wives. They covered with one shawl, and wahi is coming down to him. Who Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha? The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away in her house. He's buried in her house. He passes away whilst his Mubarak head is on her chest. He passes away when the last thing she had softened his miswak, her saliva was mixed with his saliva. There are so many other virtues of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. What is the lesson? Let us be very, very careful. We have the tendency within us. Now we want to be itching to tell somebody something happened. Anybody, I mean, take qasam, don't tell anybody, eh? No, okay. Please, eh? Okay, say qasam, don't tell anybody. He'll go tell Zahir. Zahir, say qasam, I won't tell anybody, eh? Wallahi, I won't tell anybody. He tells the next person. And eventually comes back to the first person. How are we going to make Islam strong? That's why somebody said, if I saw Islam looking at the Muslims, I would not have embraced Islam. Luckily, I read Islam in the books. That's why I accepted Islam. May Allah forgive me. May Allah forgive all of us. If we have got weaknesses, we have to acknowledge before Allah. This is the Mubarak days. Ramadan will come and Ramadan will go. Allah give us good life. Allah give us afiyat. But if we don't make that positive, genuine change in our life, then nothing will happen. We'll remain the same, or condition will go worse. Others will surpass us. They will beat us. Imagine they will get such great rewards. Allah gave us the opportunity to listen to Quran, Hadith. Allah give me tawfiq first, and give you also the tawfiq of implementing these things. Otherwise we're hearing every night so many lessons we heard already from the beginning of Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq till the end of Ramadan. Ilm we require. But listen with the intention. Let me make some amal at least. The moment you are getting the opportunity in the month of Ramadan to make ghibat or listen to ghibat, I don't want to hear anything. Just talk good about the person. Maaf, I don't want to engage in this thing. You want to complain about somebody? Think about it. Just hold back. Restrain yourself. This is when you will find noor coming in your heart. This is when you find your heart becoming pure. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. There were so many other beautiful verses, impossible to mention. Inshallah, some other night, we will try and bring these verses also with those other surahs. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashallah la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.